The Illinois Department of Corrections has made a small change to one of their visiting room policies. But for mothers behind bars, the change could mean a lot. WBEZ Shannon Heffernan reports.
Emily French gave birth while incarcerated at Logan Correctional Center in February of 2019. She was sentenced to be in prison for about 7 months and was only a few months away from release when her child was born. After being allowed 2 days with her new baby, French says they were separated. The baby had to go home, and French had to stay in prison.
That was the worst experience I've ever had in my life, like something from a nightmare. Like, I only got those 2 days with my son, and when I watched him bounce away in his carrier, I just wailed.
French was really sad about missing those early days of his life. She worried it would make it more difficult to bond and connect, and she wanted to do everything she could to be a good mom from behind bars. For her, that meant providing her child with breast milk. So while in prison, she'd go to the healthcare unit every 3 hours and stand in the shower and pump. The prison would freeze the milk, and her family would drive 3.5 hours to pick it up. When her son was just 5 days old, her family members brought him back for a visit. She planned to breastfeed him and hadn't pumped, so her breasts were painfully full. But then staff told her she wouldn't be allowed to breastfeed in the visiting room. A lawyer told me that this was the policy at the time. French was forced to express her milk into the bathroom sink.
I felt, you know, when you're sitting in a visiting room in a prison across from your child, you can't do anything for it. It's the worst feeling.
French says she held her son and tried to shush him. Being able to feed him felt like one tiny way she could connect when so much else was working against them. She says she felt guilty and heartbroken. With the help of family, she got in contact with the ACLU of Illinois, and the organization wrote the Department of Corrections a letter describing French's story. The letter argued that the state's policy of not allowing any nudity in the visiting room, including breastfeeding, violated state law. French was already out on parole by then, but the department agreed to change its policy. Now, both visitors and prisoners can breastfeed in the visiting room. French says she is proud to have been part of that change, and her ACLU lawyer, Amy Meek, says they are glad the state responded to her story.
We're thrilled that the department has taken this important step to recognize the rights of breastfeeding parents. This is one important reproductive decision that needs to be recognized by the department.
Meek says, however, breastfeeding is far from the only concern for parents behind bars, and that the work of finding ways to allow more parents to remain connected to their families continues. Shannon Heffernan, WBEZ News.